possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, it's been a passionate Monday or Tuesday here on Ben and Woods this morning. It feels like a Monday.
I thought you guys were about to kill each other.
Come to blows over RBI. Yeah.
Please don't be the guy that says RBIs don't matter. Right. They're so hard
clearly
to get.
Clearly they matter and they're hard to get.
They're so hard to
I'm
get.
I'm just pointing out that Gavin Sheets isn't a better player than Fernando Tatis Jr.
I didn't say it. I'm just saying a guy that can drive and runs should be in the lineup.
But it's a function
what
of
I actually
it's
said
a, it's
was,
a function of opportunity.
Of course it is. But even given an how many times have you
I mean,
given
Luis Arraez does a good job. He has 50 RBI even though he doesn't have that many opportunities. But
how
I don't
many other
think
teams,
he should play over Gavin Sheets.
29 other teams. Do you think their second leader in RBIs is a
it's on the
fringe
bubble.
Starter and
on the bubble.
Where are we going to put him in a lineup today? I don't think so.
I said I don't think you can take Gavin Sheets out of the lineup you right can't. Now. He's too important. He's one of the only guys who really seems locked in right now.
It's just hard. Like, how many times have you been given opportunities in your life and you failed? Like, you have opportunities to make birdies all the time. How many birdies do you actually get? Are you like, birdies don't matter. I want eagles. No, birdies are hard. RBIs are hard to get. They are hard to get. Pars are hard to get. RBIs are, I'll actually say it. It's an art form. To be an RBI guy, there's something to it. It's a different mentality. It's the thing that I look at every year and I go, God dang, that guy drove in 140 ribs. Like, it's so valuable because you're driving in runs.
Because
and you have good players in front of you.
They come
I
up
get
a
it.
Lot with runners on base in front of them. And they're also good players.
It's almost impossible to drive in 140 runs without having good players in front of you. I understand the benefit. I get it. I totally get it. I'm just saying. There's something to be said about stepping to the plate with a runner on second or a runner on third, less than two outs, and you getting the job done. That guy is so valuable to me, the skipper, a guy that can drive in runs. How many times have we seen it, man, this year? First and second, nobody out. What do we end up with? One. We get one. Why? Because we usually bunt them over. We settle for a sack fly. But the guy that can just drive in runs over and over and over, you feel good when he's up there with runners in scoring position. That's a guy I want on my team. That's definitely a guy I want in my lineup. And I think that's what it boils down to. So
it's
anyway.
Funny because I see fans criticizing Manny all the time.
Yeah.
He by far leads the team and runs batted in. He's usually very clutch with runners in scoring position, yet I keep hearing this
narrative,
Manny's
though.
Not clutch. He's just in a slump
now.
But Manny's
a
very clutch player. Comes through a ton.
Big RBI guy.
Ton.
His whole career
not RBI. Not lately, but he does come through a ton. We'll come back to this, though. I have a, I think, deserved reputation as being the borderline psychopath on our show. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden...
Sociopath.
Not sociopath, borderline either.
Right, yeah, sociopath.
Well, either way, something was posted by your wife this morning that has me reevaluating who truly is the sociopath on this show. And it was a picture of a carton of eggs. Mm-hmm. You had been making meatloaf yesterday,
yes,
using some eggs as the binding. And you had the big 18-pack of eggs. And you have all the used broken shells back in the carton, mm-hmm, along with, looks like, three or four randomly spaced regular eggs that, yes, haven't been used.
Correct.
Who does this?
I do.
And then will you put that box back in the fridge?
Oh, yeah.
With all the eggshells in it, still in the fridge?
Correct.
This is wrong on so many levels, mm-mm, and I need an explanation as to what on earth you are doing. That's an 18-pack of eggs,
yes,
and I count...
There's two good ones left.
Three, maybe.
That's two.
Middle left...
Middle left is used.
Fifth.
Middle left is used.
That one's used.
You can,
okay,
see,
so
the dent in the side.
Just the middle fifth. Middle one down on the first and second levels.
Fourth. Top.
Those are all used.
Top fifth.
Those are all used.
Really? Where's the second one then?
They're next to each other on the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth row down, last two.
Last two.
Row down. Those are ready to go. Those are two fresh eggs.
Oh, we're looking at different pictures. I flipped it over.
Yeah, I think.
You did it on the side. Okay, yeah.
On the side.
I'm looking up and down.
So those two are the only two that are left.
Yeah, on that one it would be.
Yeah, top four or top fifth and second fifth.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Middle fifth.
Top fifth and second fifth.
But why don't you just, and this is just a suggestion, why don't you just throw them in the trash when you're done using the eggs? Why do you put them back in a carton?
Do you guys want to know?
Yeah.
So when I make eggs,
right,
and or use eggs in any way, I don't like the egg snot, aka the egg white. So when I have my pan here and I've got my, you know, I'm about to make some eggs, I crack it, they go right into the pan. I take that thing, I put it right back in its slot, used, so that the egg snot doesn't get everywhere from the walk over to the sink or walk over to the trash can. It's a little package. Now, and again, the material it's made of, there's never been any leakage through, ever. It's thick. It's perfect for it. And so I just put it in there. Now, sometimes...
I've done that before, and then I just dump it afterwards.
Well, I end up throwing the whole thing away. Now, sometimes I do have the weight issue where I'm like, ooh, there's some in here, and there's none. Where I'm like, I thought I had some left.
Right. It's very easy to see how many eggs you have left
if
there's
throw none.
Away
right.
The used ones after they're done.
You want to know the other reason?
You say, oh, two eggs. I've got two eggs left.
You want to know the other reason? I don't like an unbalanced carton. So if I have used 16 of 18 eggs, I take it out. I don't like that unbalanced carton.
But an egg shell has no weight whatsoever.
You'd think it doesn't. It actually does. It actually does. So I put them back in there. Not neatly, but I put them back in there. I don't like throwing them in the sink, and I know you can put them in the disposal. I don't like it, and I don't like throwing them in the garbage. They also smell sometimes if you don't take your trash out, egg whites and eggs. So I just put it in there.
But you're putting it back in your fridge with all the unused food.
But it's covered. If that material, Ben, you could sleep in that material. You really could. Like, that could save you from a bullet. I'm pretty convinced. Egg carton material.
Let's try it.
So I... All right, we'll do a rubber bullet. Here,
all right,
let me hold
Ben,
this
here,
up
hold
to
this
you.
Hold this carton of eggs.
I'm telling you, it really works. It's worked for me for my whole life. And I don't like that egg snot trail. The little snail trail of out to the garbage can.
You need the ages old, I think I saw this first from Rachel Ray on the Food Network, little bowl that's your garbage bowl when you're cooking.
Oh,
right
that's
next
good.
To your cooking.
And then
at the
boom.
End of the
yep,
cooking, you just take that to the trash and you dump it all, even in the outside trash. You can take it all the way to the outside trash. No smell in your kitchen.
Good call.
Nothing. Little garbage bowl.
I never
bowl
even thought of a
right
garbage
there
bowl.
On the sink for eggshells and other things
and other
that
waste.
Are being tossed. Yes.
Yeah, I never ever thought of a garbage bowl. A garbage bowl is elite. Everyone's saying that they use the garbage bowl. I'm not trolling, Ray. I actually do this. My wife posted the picture. I do it every time. There was a time, too.
I just don't want to be... If it works for you, fine. I'm pretty big it works for you guy.
It's my...
I don't want to be the person who opens up a carton of eggs and finds a bunch of runny shells, and I have to then pick through
all dry.
Which ones are still good here. I might accidentally touch one of the ones that I didn't want to touch.
And how about you're getting ready to go to the grocery store? You do a quick check in
I'm
the
good.
Fridge. You're like, oh, we got plenty of eggs. We're good.
You're right. You're right. Now, I do 99.2%. I do 99% of the cooking, so I kind of know what my inventory is. But again, my wife went to make eggs this morning for the kids and was like, you SOB, look at this. Look at this monstrosity. It works for me. It's my monstrosity. It totally makes sense. I love putting him back in there. I like it. It's also now what I'm used to doing. I don't like to put him in the garbage can, and I don't like to put him down the disposal. I always feel like
Goose says that it's good for the disposal, helps clean it out. I don't know if that's true or not. I've been told. Okay. I basically got scared early in life to never put anything garbage disposal to the point of
water.
What's the point of having a garbage disposal right. if you're not it's allowed to put literally anything down there at all?
Yeah.
Then why do we have this device? What is the use of a garbage disposal
right.
if literally nothing but water
Are
should go down
into it?
We're
all terrified of breaking our garbage disposal.
Yeah, so we never use it.
Go
at
ahead
all.
And put some garbage down there today and see how that goes for you. Just empty your garbage, that garbage bowl. Go ahead and pour it on down there. See what happens. I wear my AirPods 90% of the time, especially when I'm cooking. You flip the switch, you put stuff down, you jam it down with the spoon or whatever. I can't tell you, at least a dozen times recently, I've almost reached in because I have my AirPods in and I can't
hear it going. Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Did I? And I flip the switch. I'm like, I came a hair from jamming my hand down in there.
It's one of my biggest nightmare fears is the hand in the garbage
disposal. It's absolutely terrifying, Ben. So yeah, I'm going to continue to do the,
I've had something like the
bloody sink all over the place.
Your sink has the black rubber, things that kind of separate before you're going down. And if there's a fork or a piece of food
it's
or something
down
that's just
under there, and you turn it on, and you hear that noise, and
turn it off.
I know. I don't know.
I hear the themed Jaws as I'm like,
and then you have to pull out the mangled fork that got in there.
I'm telling you, dude.
That could have been your hand.
Put action on this, you're a fool, and it will clog. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, stick death. I feel the same way. If I put a bunch of eggshells down there, I feel like it's going to get all clogged up and smelly and all that. Yeah, Tyler, I agree. He says egg talk is way better than Padres talk. I agree. this is really where we shine.
I don't mind that you like a balanced carton.
I do like
take them from
carton.
The middle and then outwards, yeah. So you've always got the nice balance
on
the side.
It's like
you grab it and it tips and yeah.
Oh my god. It's a little dramatic for
yeah, I know.
The commercial eggs, purposes. But
definitely. That's a lopsided egg carton right there.
I just like the way.
How good are you in shopping of checking your eggs when you buy them to make sure there's no cracked ones in there?
I go about 50% of the time.
Yeah.
I really, because this brand that I buy, I don't know what it is. It's got the black top nature. They're expensive ones. Go figure.
Eggland's Best?
No, they're not Eggland's Best. They're it's black. They're black. The lid is black.
Are they omega 3 eggs?
Yeah. They're really good eggs. I don't skimp on eggs and haircuts and things like that. So I buy those. And there's been, every time I've opened them, I've never had a cracked egg. Not even one. So now I'm to the point where I trust it so implicitly, I just grab it and throw it in the cart.
I always appreciate when I go to the checkout counter and the person checking me out will check my eggs just to make sure.
That's nice.
Feels like a nice touch.
That's an extra touch.
By the grocery store at Trader Joe's when they go, let me make sure your eggs are good. And if there happens to be a cracked one, sends the bag.
You're
like, hey, go grab him some fresh eggs
that don't have
a cracked shell.
With you so grossed out by the egg snot, as you called it, that being the reason for this whole conversation starting.
I just don't like cleaning it up.
Have you ever just gotten the egg breakers, the liquid, just the egg
beaters in a carton.
Disgusting, yeah, carton. Dude. Disgusting.
That would eliminate the.
It would, but it tastes like
snot.
Tastes like bud. So I'm gonna.
They're not fresh anymore.
They're not good.
The eggshell keeps them fresh.
It's not good. It's not good.
Some people
me.
Don't even refrigerate their eggs.
Yeah, it's not good. They don't.
Yeah.
Ooh. Didn't know that was an option.
It's an option. I don't think it's a great option, but it's an option some people choose.
No, it is
farm fresh.
It's one of my little peccadilloes that
I'm
I have.
Surprised is, you know, now related to the Nancaro family. You don't have a hen house in which your own eggs are laid that you can go and in the morning you rifle through and you have fresh eggs every single day.
As am I. I have zero Nancaro blood. You can ask my wife why she hasn't chosen to have chickens at our home. Number one, I'm not having it. I'm not having a bunch of chickens run. I'm terrified of them, number one. Number two, I have no desire to. What if she goes out of town? Oh, you need to tend to the chickens while I'm gone. No.
I will agree. Chickens are low-key frightening.
Not even low-key. They're high-key frightening.
But chickens are,
face
are
off.
Very, very frightening.
Yeah, dude. I have no desire.
Yeah.
Cats. Oh, real quick, while we're here, if my kids are driving to school, I promised them that I would do this. We lost a beloved member of our family on Saturday. Woke up to the news that our fish had passed away.
Oh.
His name was Hwasong Swim, and he has departed our mortal coil. And Bo was so upset. We've had dogs ripped in half by coyotes, and he was like, oh, no kidding. What's for breakfast? The two fish that we've lost, he was inconsolable. He loves these fish, and Hwasong Swim has passed away. Yeah. He got DFA'd permanently, Elisa. He was DFA'd permanently. Hwasong Swim is no longer with us. Apollie, if you would.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Rest in peace, Hwasong Swim. You were a great fish, man. You were a great fish.
Flushed away?
I don't know. It happened before I got up. My wife said, by the way, I'll say, it was before Bo's first game.
Full military burial honors.
So I said, it was before his first game that morning. And I go, don't tell him. And she goes, I won't. And he didn't notice. And so we went and played the game. So later in the afternoon, I said, hey, by the way, this happened. We told Taylor at lunch. Bo was with his friends. And Taylor goes, hey, Bo, guess what? Hwasong Swim died. And Bo just starts crying. And Taylor, that's how he did it.
It's tough to know with fish. Obviously, if you have like a dog that you've had for many years.
Right.
You know, you see them as they're getting older and you sometimes have to make that unfortunate decision. With a fish, you can never really tell. How long are they supposed to live? Do they look like they're getting older? I have no idea.
Just sleeping.
So we think the problem is our new kitten, Gatorade, kept putting his little paws in his little slots.
Oh, died of
stress.
And
I think his doo-doo bacteria got in the water and got him. So, but it was like, hey, man, you were either going to get eaten by that cat or you were going to suffocate in doo-doo water. He took the latter and didn't make it. So it was really sad. It was a beta fish, and he was really sweet, and now he's dead.
By the way, the actual Hwasong Kim was actually waived by the Tampa Bay Rays after they signed him to that two-year deal. Now, the Atlanta Braves claimed him off waivers, so he is now... The responsibility, the full contract transfers over to the Braves, $2 million remaining this year, and a $16 million player option for next year, which you'll almost certainly exercise after he had just not a very good year. I mean, it took him a while to come back first from the shoulder injury, and then he had a back injury that he's coming back from this week with the Braves now. But Atlanta saw enough that they felt like they can commit $16 million and probably... First crack at starting shortstop for the Atlanta Braves next season. So he's been reunited with Jerks and Profar as they go for the 2024 Padres vibes in Atlanta.
Which, I mean, they're not going anywhere this year.
Not this
year. They're just going to give them a little.
For next year, maybe.
Give them a little look-see see what happens.
They're committed now. They're going to have to pay him $16 million next year. So they must believe in him enough. And the Rays, meanwhile... they get to save the money.
Their favorite thing.
Which is, they probably, it was a gamble they took. They thought they'd be a postseason team. He'd be ready for the second half of the season helping them. Neither really turned out to be true. He never really got it going. And the Rays seem to be an also-ran in the American League. Now, the American League race has all of a sudden gotten interesting. We can talk about that coming up here in the second half of the show as we take a look at the rest of baseball. Because all of a sudden, you got two teams within two games of a wild card spot at the end of the standings, which we did not expect about a week and a half ago.
But it's a good lesson for all of us. Things can change on a dime. Vibes can change.
Yep.
Play can change. I did not have the Texas Rangers been going 9-1.
Not at all.
I did not have that happening.
No Evaldi, no Semien.
Right.
And here they are back in contention under Bruce Bochy.
Under who?
Bruce Bochy.
Man.
In September.
There again.
So we'll talk about that coming up. Up next, though, our first game of the month, Take on Woods. We actually have a weekly prize this week, a chance to win concert tickets to Gallagher Square. If you want to go see Head in the Heart, your opportunity to Take on Woods is coming up next. 833-288-0973. Get online. We'll get a contestant. We'll play our game when we come back next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the morning show, in which we're all afraid of chickens, as we found out this morning.
Oh, yeah, terrified.
We got a game of Take on Woods coming up. A little bit different this week. Prize is being put together for a new, I think, Vegas getaway next week. But this week, we have concert tickets to give away to Gallagher Square for the Head and the Heart, and you don't qualify, you just win them if you can beat or tie Woods. But here's the twist. If you don't win, Woods is playing for everybody else, and we'll throw them out there for the Tier 1s if the contestant doesn't win. So you can cheer for Woods. If he wins, then you can call in, and we'll have a chance to steal those tickets, because we have them all week, I believe, for the Head and the Heart coming to Gallagher Square, I believe, later this summer, September 29th. So at the end of the month, your opportunity. So you'll be cheering against our contestant. I believe we have Matthew on the line, so let's get to it. It is time to play Take on Woods.
You got to turn your microphone on.
All right, Matthew, are you there? Thank you, Pauly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Radio Mechanics 101. Didn't turn the microphone on. All right, here's your opportunity. If you can beat or tie Woods, we're going to hook you up right away with tickets to the Head and the Heart at Gallagher Square on September 29th. Your tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You get to pick our category here for our
I'm going to win.
Yeah, I would like you to win. Here are your categories. We've got cherry picking, all 2-second songs, including the word cherry in the title. You've got the apart. Those are 5-song titles with part or apart in the title. And our new category today, this is a fun one, a lethal category. Bands all named after things that can kill you. So, Matthew, cherry picking, you've got the apart or a lethal category?
Let's do a lethal category.
Ah, all right, the new one today. Again, today's answers are all bands named after things that can kill you. You'll have 60 seconds to get as many of the 5 as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2-second song. Pauly will play you a bit of a song. You need to give me the title and the name of the artist, which, again, is something that can kill you in today's category. Matthew, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Paulie, you're good to go?
I'm ready.
All right, my microphone's still on. It is good. All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category is a lethal category. Matthew, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
That's Motley Crue. It's Poison. Poison.
It is. Do you know the name of the song?
Pass. I'll come back.
Which 1970s band from Long Beach is best known for hits including Lowrider and Why Can't We Be Friends?
Oh, pass.
In the 2000s, three members of Guns N' Roses teamed up with Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots and Dave
Velvet Revolver.
Correct. Founded by guitarist Scott Ian, which Big Four thrash metal bands...
Anthrax.
Correct. Which 1960s British rockers gained popularity in the U.S. She's Not There and Time of the Season.
I don't know. Go back to the first
2 one. 2 second song.
Yeah. Skinny Bop. Poison.
Poison by, what was the song?
Unskinny Bop.
No, that's not it. Which 1970s band from Long Beach is best known for hits including Lowrider and Why Can't We? All right, we got two. We got Velvet Revolver and Anthrax. You did get Poison, but that was nothing but a good time. Motley Crue cannot kill you. They can probably annoy you, but they can't kill you.
Motley Crue might be able to.
A really lethal Motley Crue. War was Lowrider. And the Zombies were Time of the Season,
don't
and She's
think
Not There.
Get
so
it done.
Poison, War, Velvet Revolver, Anthrax, and the Zombies. All right, we'll see. Remember, Woods is playing for everybody else out there other than Matthew to try to put the tickets up for grabs for the Head and the Heart. 60 seconds on the clock. See if Woods figures this category out. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Matthew.
Nothing but a good time. Poison.
Correct. Which 1970s band from Long Beach is best known for hits including Lowrider and Why Can't We Be Friends?
War.
Correct. In the 2000s, three members of Guns N' Roses teamed up with Scott Weiland of Stone Temple
Pilots. Velvet Revolver.
Correct. Founded by guitarist Scott Ian, which Big Four thrash metal
Anthrax.
Correct. Which 1960s British rockers gained popularity in the U.S. with songs like She's Not There and Time of the Season.
The Zombies.
Oh, nicely done. Wow. 5 for 5. Sorry, Matthew. Any idea what the category was?
No.
It was a lethal category. Bands named after things that can kill you.
Poison,
War, Velvet Revolver, Anthrax, and the Zombies.
Genius. That's one of your best. You should be very proud of that.
All right. That means tickets are up for grabs. If you want to call in now,
you're
fifth
welcome,
caller, 833-288-0973. Going to steal those tickets away to see the Head and the Heart at Gallagher Square on September 29th. We'll come back. Jesse Agler will join us for an Incorporator Tuesday. Moving fast this week. That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, before we get to Jesse, though, let me tell you one more time about my friends over at QC Kinetics. As I mentioned, I'm going to be heading there today at 1:30 to get another treatment on my wrist that I jammed playing baseball. I wouldn't even be able to play baseball if it wasn't for QC Kinetics. And got me back on the field, got me back doing all the things I love to do because I had very severe pain in my wrists and did not know what the answer was. And then I went to QC Kinetics, and they completely changed my life. It's been incredible. So if you woke up with joint pain this morning, if your knee, your back screaming at you, walked down a flight of stairs, and you're groaning every single time you took a step, just give them a call. The odds of it, the older you get, it just disappearing like it used to when you were young, probably not going to happen, right? Nothing really changes. You can try to tough it out, but just call, schedule a free consultation with the medical professionals at QC Kinetics, and they will take good care of you. You can turn your life around with their regenerative treatments that work with your body to help restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Natural cellular therapies, no scalpels, no pills, just long-term relief with no dreaded recovery. If you have x-rays and MRIs from your orthopedic surgeon, bring those in. Take a look at them. Make sure you're a good candidate before they do anything. You could learn something new. Best case scenario, get the treatment, get your life back in order. Grab the phone right now. Give them a call today. Locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills, 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
September is here. Yeah, things are starting to get a little stressful for the old baseball fans in San Diego.
Stressful September,
yeah,
as it were.
That's how it works. But, like we said, I'm not hitting the panic button. I'm hitting the concern button. It's a smaller button.
It is
not red.
Button.
It's just blue. It's
pink.
Just the blue concern button. The pink is nice, yeah.
Pink.
Jesse, though, is usually the voice of reason. We will talk with the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, play a little Incorporator on a Tuesday, right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we are welcomed right now, or welcoming Jesse Agler to the program right now. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
Those little spots between the traffic.
It throws me
off completely.
Yeah, we're completely thrown off.
Completely thrown off by that. Jesse, you're a pro, though. Rarely get thrown off by anything. I'm going to start, though. We already talked about yesterday's game a lot. Padres went 2-4 on the road trip.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a season-long thing where they just have not played that well on the road. Really, really good at home, other than yesterday. Not so great on the road. Gavin Sheets said maybe it's the lack of the atmosphere, the fans at Petco Park. Manny didn't really have an explanation for it. Does Jesse see anything different on the road versus home for the San Diego Padres this year?
No, and look, there's obviously something to it. It's hard to ignore the numbers. And it's a decent enough sample size, obviously, over the course of a season, 81 here, 81 there. There's something going on. I like where Sheets' head is at. There's probably something to that. But, we've seen the Padres at times in the last few years struggle at home, even with big crowds. So, every year is different. Every year is weird and kind of quirky, and it has its own thing going on. The one I'm more interested in, and I can't get anywhere with trying to explain it, is the American League one.
Yes.
And, it's kind of been a thing. I remember, I'd have to look at the schedule, which I don't have in front of me. I'm sitting in the grocery store parking lot. But there was, that stretch of time, and I remember us talking about it earlier this year when they had all these AL games, and they just were kind of like slogging through it. And now here we are again. It's like Mariners and Twins and Orioles, and it looks kind of similar. So I don't know, like deep down in my gut, I think there's something there, but I can't intellectually come up with any kind of real explanation. So, it doesn't worry me or bother me in any, kind of major way. It's funny because it's September 2nd, literally less than a month to go into the regular season, but like there's still a lot of baseball left. And I know, sometimes when I say that in June, you guys get anxious. And so me saying it in September probably makes you feel even more insane. But I just think that, you know, nothing is going to be decided in the next 10 days, 14 days, unless, you know, it goes unbelievably well or unbelievably badly. So I think, you know, it's just kind of like, all right, get ready to burn, you know, when we get a little bit closer towards the end of September, and then, you know, hopefully watch the rocket take off.
By the way, those numbers, Woods, 21 games above 500 against National League opponents, 7 games under 500 against American League opponents. They're all just baseball teams, though.
No, and Jesse, just, you know, you mentioned trying to speak intellectually about, you know, some of the things that go on, and baseball's such a weird sport, and we know that. The one thing I think that you can point to, at least for me, and I said this earlier in the show, and I've been pretty vociferous about it most of the season. I think predictability of the Padres offense right now is something that I'm at least concerned about. And I understand it has a lot to do with personnel. And I think, you know, earlier in the season, absolutely, man, small ball away. You got, you know, and I know you got guys banged up now. For you, you're watching every single game. Do you feel it's gotten a little bit too predictable as of late, you know, with the bunts and the squeezes and everything else, the small ball playing for a run early, things like that?
No, I mean, predictable. You know, you're saying predictable and connecting that to failure. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, and I know it works sometimes. I do know it works sometimes. Sometimes I do reach the green in two, but 9 times out of 10, I don't on a par five. You know, I'm going to let it eat, you know, and, oh, look, I made it. So it keeps me coming back for more. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, I really don't. And I end up shanking it into the woods. So I think, you know.
But if you were a great, and I'm bad, I don't golf, so my analogy might get messed up. But like, if you had a great driver, if that was the strength of your game, that's what you would try and do. And I think that's kind of the situation, is that this is their identity, and their identity is not going to change in September. You know, this is their offensive identity in 2025. It doesn't mean it has to be this way in 2026.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it was completely this way in 2024. But, like, the identity of the 2025 Padre offense is that. Now, are there going to be moments when you think it's coming and it doesn't, or when you don't think it's coming and it does? Yeah, of course. You know, and so I don't think it's too predictable, no. But, like, this is kind of, you know, what and who they are.
Yeah.
And they're going to live by it, and they're going to die by it. You know, last year, this just goes again to the stupidity of this game. You know, last year they were like this high batting average team. The slug came as the season went along a little bit. But then, you know, what happened in the postseason? They couldn't hit for 2.5 games.
Couldn't hit
at all. And it was just absolutely the most gut punch thing imaginable, because that was their greatest strength all year long. So, you know, just because you're good at something all year doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be great at it when you need to be in the playoffs, and vice versa.
Vice versa.
But I mean, right now, this is who they are this year. And again, I'm not saying that means it's who they'll be next year, but with this group of personnel, with the way that they have hit this year, with the kind of injuries that they have, like, that's who they're going to be. That's who they're going to be. And I don't expect that to change in any kind of dramatic way.
Yeah, of course. And, it, you know, for me, it's more of like, hey, we're not going to give anything away. We're going to give maybe 4 outs a game sometimes. You know, it's like it's hard to reconcile in my brain as somebody that was an elite bunter because he was such a bad hitter. It's for me, I'm like, I feel like playing for one run early, knowing you have this vaunted bullpen, you know, it is a strategy, certainly, and it's worked, and they're 14 games over 500, and I get it as far as identity goes, but my question basically was, do you think it'll change at all? And you've answered that. It probably won't.
Well, and I said earlier.
No, and I think, look, it goes to the bigger, to me, issue at the moment, which is the starting pitching.
Oh, yes.
Because if they're not going to get, you know, more than 3 or 4 innings out of their starter. And in the regular season, I think in the postseason, you can actually get away with it a little bit more. But in the regular season for the next, you know, 26 days, if you're not going to get more than 3 or 4 innings out of your starting pitching, then I don't love the formula as much. And I think, you know, the identity was built around, you know, the very reasonable expectation that you were going to be able to get 5 or 6 out of your starters most nights. And that's just not been the case lately. And that's, I think, why they've struggled more than anything else. You know, there's also an element of it, and I think we've seen this all year, and it's human nature, and you see it from a lot of teams. If a starter goes out there and gives stuff up early, you know, the offense doesn't look great after that most times.
No doubt.
So that's a thing to keep an eye on. But look, I think, you know, you can, with all the off days in the playoffs, you can piece it together pitching wise, you know, much more aggressively than you can now. And so, you know, maybe they can get a little bit more away with this kind of stuff when we get to October. But obviously you have to get to October, and obviously you have to kind of survive the next month.
Well, that leads me to what my question was going to be, because the small ball is fine. If you win that game 3-2 yesterday, it's genius.
It's great. You're brilliant.
But because you're not quite getting the pitching you were earlier in the season when you led the baseball in shutouts, all of a sudden now you're losing those games 4-3. And getting more out of starting pitching is sometimes on the starting pitching, but it's also a choice. I'm going back through the pitch logs and, you know, pull Pivetta after 80, pull Cortez after 66 pitches. We saw it with Randy Vasquez a lot. The Padres have chosen to not let their starters get into too much trouble because they've relied on that bullpen. Jesse, do you feel like they have to start making different choices, especially now that Jason Adam is out? You've got slightly less depth in that bullpen. Are they going to have to let their starters sink or swim a little bit more in the fifth and sixth innings than they have been able to do the last month to 2 months of the season?
I actually think they have been less. I think they've allowed them a little bit more, and I'm speaking generally because it's obviously guy to guy and game to game, but I think they've allowed them a little bit more leash in the last maybe month and a half than they did the first few months of the season. But we've had a lot of situations in the last, you know, few weeks where I think the pitcher hasn't given them that opportunity. The starter hasn't given them that opportunity. You know, like the Randy Vasquez stuff earlier this year, very, very easy, good, clear example of, yeah, he absolutely could have gone out there, but they weren't going to mess with it. They kind of took the win as it was and, you know, from the starter and decided to kind of go from there. I don't think it's been identical to that, you know, kind of in the, like, maybe since the All-Star break. I don't know if we're speaking generally. But there have been some, like, really unproductive starts. And the Pivetta one the other day, I mean, that was the game they won. You know, they felt good about being set up with their high-leverage relievers. So I don't know that that was a day you needed to press it. I guess to answer your question, going forward, I would expect it to be highly specific game to game. You know, and I would expect that there will be times when they push it a little farther, and the Jason Adam injury, I think, is a big, big part of that. But, you know, they're still going to, you know, look at it and be like, hey, if this thing is hanging by a thread, you know, do I trust this starter third time through, or do I want to go to the pen? I would imagine they're going to go to the pen in a lot of those situations. So it'll be highly, highly situational. You know, if you're able to lock in on these games, you know, I'm talking to everybody right now, in the next few weeks, because I think the more you watch, the more you'll have a better understanding, or listen, of course, here on 97.3 The Fan.
That's right.
You'll have a better idea of how it's going to play out. Because I'll be honest, like, I've literally watched every pitch all season. Like, I've not been particularly surprised by any of the decisions they've made, you know, pitching-wise, pitching change-wise, over the course of the last few weeks when I know other people have. And I think it's one of those things that, like, if you've watched this team this year, if you've watched how Mike Schilt and Ruben Niebla have handled the pitching staff this year, you know, it all makes sense within that context. It does.
And the last week was kind of weird with so many times you weren't using your back end of the bullpen.
Yeah.
They went kind of unused for like most of the week. You had to get those guys in there at some point.
You had no low leverage guys left because you, it was,
Jesse,
was really funky.
As we know, you know, the pressure ramps up in September and things get a little more difficult. And that is true of the Incorporator as well. And we're drawing from some more words that Major left us last week for today's Incorporator word for you. Here we go, Jesse. You ready?
Yeah.
Sphygmomanometer.
What?
Ooh.
Sphygmomanometer.
That sphygmomanometer.
Is, it's the blood pressure cuff that doctors use. It's the to measure your
never
blood pressure.
Knew that.
The sphygmomanometer.
Sphygmomanometer.
It's very long.
That's a hard word to say.
It is.
That's right. I mean, this is September, Jesse.
Do you want me to text you the link to that one, Jesse?
Yes, please.
So think of a fig like the fruit, but a sphig.
A sphig.
Then mom, like mom and dad. Anometer.
Sphig
momanometer.
Sphig momanometer.
Sphig momanometer.
So first of all, I love learning that a thing has a name when you never thought of it before. Like, that's one of the great joys in life.
I called it the cuff. That's what I called it, the cuff.
Yeah, of course. The blood pressure cuff. Do you know the name of the thing at the old school shoe stores that measures your shoe size?
No.
Braddock's device.
Braddock's device. Wow.
The metal thing you put your foot in both ways, and you could do it.
Your mom would take you and they'd put your foot in that when you were a kid. I didn't. Braddock's device.
Huh. My kids just eyeball it now. That's what you do with little kids.
I know Jesse knows what the little thing at the end of a shoelace is called.
Can't remember.
I do. Something lit.
It's an aglet.
Aglet!
Aglet,
like
that's
Jesse
right.
Aglet.
Jesse Aglet on the call tonight. Sphig Mominometer. Good luck with that.
Sphig Mominometer.
That's cool. You know what? As Mike Schultz says, hey, we got to get better, you know, every at bat, every game, inning. As it goes along, every inning. So we're gonna get better with the Incorporator as the season goes along.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you very much.
Take care, guys. Right,
Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, and the Incorporator.
Aglet.
Jesse Aglet. We'll see how he pays that off tomorrow morning. Tune in to see how he gets Sphig Mominometer into tonight's game.
Speaking of, San Diego's concierge got a DM over the weekend asking if I could hook this guy and his elderly mom up with meeting Tony Quinn.
Tony Quinn?
Tony Quinn Jr. I'm sorry.
Tony Quinn Jr.
Tony Quinn Jr. I don't have that kind of.
What'd you say?
I didn't respond. For once, I did not respond. Tony Quinn Jr.
We've got an hour to go. Paulie's got the Rindle Report. We had some college football. Woods was living and dying with over the weekend. We'll get to all of that coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.